Let's go.
Are you ready to level up your journey? Welcome to Get On Top, where we dive deep into the riveting tales of self-made entrepreneurs and corporate titans who have scaled the summit of success. We'll uncover the secrets behind their huge rise. Get ready for a roller coaster of insights, inspiration, and a roadmap to elevate both your mindset and your life. This is Get On Top with Morgan Brown. Okay, everybody, it's the moment of truth. I finally get to tell you a little bit why I started Get On Top and who I am. First of all, I just want to thank everybody for being along this whole journey with me of Get On Top. It was a massive dream of mine to do this podcast. And I think about 4 or 5 years ago, I made an idea of being in the room with incredible entrepreneurs, some corporate titans, really amazing people that take risks. And if you're listening to this, you're probably someone who wants more growth, more clarity, and definitely more ownership of your life. So let me start with this. Get On Top is about elevation. I didn't create this podcast to talk to people. I created it because I spent the last 2 decades watching what happens when people decide to rise in business, in life, and in mindset. And I realized something. Most people don't need motivation. They need perspective. They need belief. And they need a mirror that shows them who they can become. So I'm hoping for many people that listen to this, that this is your mirror. Or it's just something that will tickle something in you to jump on that desire of entrepreneurship, on building more in your business. And that is why I started Get On Top. And I'll never forget about it. I was sitting in my office at my brokerage in downtown Vancouver. And I am the type of person that when I have a good idea, I run with it. I run very fast. And I decided to tell my EA, okay, so I want to start a podcast. I have no time, but let's go ahead and start it. And I want something that can help people take themselves to the next level. So over kind of about 30 to 40 minutes, I wrote down 5 or 6 different names. I wrote down my desired guest list and I said, let's go for it. And because I have other positions and other jobs, funny enough, I actually bought the light that actually sits behind us on this camera, Get On Top. And I ordered it and it ended up sitting in my crawl space for 4 years. And why I tell you this is you might have a really good idea, but it might not be the right time. But don't ever give up on it. So that is why we're here today. This is why I built it. Hopefully to spark some creative juices in your mind. Hopefully it inspires you to do what you really want to do. Hopefully it builds something in you that you never knew was there. And I'm just really privileged that I can contribute to you and your mindset. And hopefully I'll meet you along the way. But many people don't know who I am. And for those who have not met me yet, I am Morgan Brown. I'm a founder. I am a CEO. I'm a real estate leader. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And I'm someone who always believes that growth is earned. I co-founded a company in Vancouver called Oakwind Realty in 2013 with a vision to build something very different in that space. And it was about a brokerage that was rooted in culture and marketing that broke boundaries. And it's been one of my favorite things, and I'm still doing it to this day. But before that, I started a company called the Morgan Brown Collective, Team MBC. We sell real estate in Greater Vancouver. And I know for many people, numbers matter. And I think for me, over 18 years of experience in real estate has led me to build a successful team and then eventually build it into what Oakwind is today. So now we have over 1,000 realtors in Greater Vancouver. Multiple offices, almost 13, and we're building and still climbing to this day. Shout out to my offices that are going to be opening up in Vernon and in Kamloops. And I still continue to serve my incredible client base in my MBC. And it has always been just a dream of mine to contribute to people's lives in a really deep, deep way. So what better way to do that than to help them with their home purchase and then help people build their businesses through a brokerage? A little bit about my background is that I grew up in Greater Vancouver with 2 entrepreneurs, watching them deck it out day in and day out. We lived in an incredible neighborhood, a great neighborhood in Vancouver, but nothing was handed to me. I knew very early on that no one was going to come rescue me. And if I wanted to build my future and more security for my life, then I would have to do it myself. So lots of moments through watching my parents be entrepreneurs, work day in and day out, build and create something different, really be artists in the world of Vancouver and in their own sport or their own industry. These moments shaped me and taught me that you had to build your business brick by brick and decision by decision. At Oakland Realty, real estate is personal. It's your first home, your next chapter, your biggest decision, and your biggest opportunity. That's why we lead with people first. Trusted advisors, deep local knowledge, and a commitment to doing things right every time. Whether you're buying, selling, or simply planning your future, our agents are here to guide you with clarity, confidence, and care. Because a home isn't just a place you live, it's where life happens. Oakland Realty, inspiring positive change. One person, one home, and one community at a time. So I do believe that ownership isn't just about property. It's about power. It's about having an option and definitely building freedom and security in your life. So that's a little bit about my background and why get on top. Well, again, this phrase has followed me for years. I should mention this. In business, when someone felt overwhelmed, I would say, just get on top of it. If I was behind on numbers, then I would say, get on top of it. Get on top of it. And if people wanted to avoid conversations, I'd say, get on top. When people were too scared to take leaps, I mean, that was a big one in their lives. I always say to my friends, my family, just get on top. And it's not about domination. This is not what get on top is. It's about responsibility. When you're on top of your life, you're not reacting, you're deciding. And I realize so many people are living underneath things. They're underneath fear, underneath procrastination. They're underneath other people's expectations and underneath stories that they've told themselves. So this podcast definitely exists to flip that and to stop reacting and start deciding what your future looks like. What you'll hear on Get On Top is this isn't just about business tactics. Yes, we talk about longevity in business, leadership, definitely, scaling teams and wealth building. Brand positioning is a huge topic on this podcast and high performance habits. But we also talk about the fears, reinventions, starting again at a later age and balancing your life, whether it's motherhood or fatherhood or just ambition. We talk about health. We talk about loss. And most of all, we talk about identity. Because getting on top of your business without getting on top of yourself, well, that doesn't last. So here are some philosophies that I live by. There are a few things that I believe in deeply. So the first thing that I think of whenever I speak to business owners, entrepreneurs, people that are just looking for some extra hit of inspiration is, number one, work works. This is huge. I swear, I'm going to write a book about that. Just so you know, it's going to happen. There's no hack to replacing consistency. You don't accidentally build a company. You don't accidentally become a top producer. You don't accidentally create financial freedom. You choose that daily. And I truly believe that in a time where the market shifts, or maybe there's a big firing of a large company, if you go back to that basic fact that work works, and if you can work very hard, I promise that is something that will separate you from the competition. Another philosophy I live by is growth only happens when you're uncomfortable. Every big move in my life came from leaning into fear. So I think back at launching my brokerage. I was 27 years old when I did that. I can't believe that when we started the company, we started with about 8 agents. And quickly, that movement started to happen in the culture at Oakland. So starting at 8 agents and then moving to 30 within, you know, a good span of a half a year, and then going and jumping on our first office on 16th and Oak, which is a large 6,500 square foot office, I'll never forget the days where I decided to sign away my mortgage, put up every single thing that I earned since 21 to 27, me jumping into a career. And that fear actually drove me into something incredible. So these big moves in life and leaning into fear is where that growth happened for me. Speaking on stages, huge fear of mine, but it has created such great opportunities, expanding offices, starting this podcast. Oh my God, I was afraid to start this podcast, to be seen for who I am and to put myself out there even on a larger scale. I'm not really the first person to jump on stage. There's a slogan that we have at our office saying, work hard, stay humble. And I think I live by that more than anyone. But I've realized that that fear of me sharing actually is going to hopefully help other people in the future. So growth only happens when you're uncomfortable. Comfort keeps you average. Pressure shapes you. Another philosophy I live by is culture is everything. Whether you're in business or even in your family, the right people can change your trajectory and the wrong people will drain you. And I really believe this. Having the right culture is everything in business. And so it's very important to surround yourself around very like-minded people, but builders and thinkers and people who want to challenge you to elevate. So having that culture and making sure that that's a main focus in your company and a main focus in what you're building is very important. And I have many different philosophies, but one that I want to finish off with is security is built, it's not found. No one is coming to rescue you, as I mentioned. And that's not scary. That should be very empowering. Because if you build it, no one can take it away from you. So why now? I've spent years building quietly. I feel like I've been leading internally, mentoring one-on-one and speaking at events. But I've realized something. If you don't share your voice in rooms you're already in, your impact is limited. And I don't want to be limited. I want to reach people who are sitting in their cars questioning if they're capable of more. I want to speak with entrepreneurs who plateaued and don't know why. I want entrepreneurs who feel alone in leadership and people who build success but are not at peace and want more to hear if I can shorten your learning curve by even 1 year, if I can even give you one decision that shifts your trajectory, then it's all worth it. So what does it look like? What getting on top actually means? It's not about being the loudest person in the room. It's not about being grounded. It's not about being perfect. It's about progress. It's not about comparison. It's about clarity. So when you get on top, you stop blaming, you stop waiting, you stop shrinking, you stop deciding, you start to execute and you start owning. And that's the shift. And my promise to you, now I'm going to be very honest here, is that this is not curated at all. It is not filtered. It's not polished into something fake, okay? You're going to hear wins. You're going to hear lessons. You're going to hear moments where I doubted myself and others doubted themselves. But most importantly, you're going to hear growth in real time. Because elevation isn't a destination. It's a practice, and you'll keep on climbing. As we begin this journey together, I want you to ask yourself, where in your life are you underneath something? Underneath fear, underneath indecision, underneath someone else's opinion? And what would it look like if you simply decided to rise? Not dramatically, not loudly, but intentionally, one step at a time. This podcast is for my fellow builder, my fellow leader, my future leader, and for people who know they're capable of more and are done playing it small. You don't need permission. You don't need perfect timing. You need a decision. So wherever you are today, financially, emotionally, professionally, let this be a moment. Get on top of your numbers. Get on top of your mindset. Get on top of your health. Get on top of your life. And if you're already climbing, climb higher. This is Get On Top, and we're just getting started. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Get On Top. Don't miss out on more incredible stories by rating, reviewing, and following our podcast on your platform of choice. Remember to tag us on social media at Get On Top Podcast. Until next time, keep climbing, keep striving, and always remember, the view is worth it from the top.
This podcast is produced and edited by Podfather Creative.